Okay, another week, another show. When you're ready, let's give a 5-second countdown. 4, 3, 2.
Hey guys, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Hello everyone, it's Minsoo, and this is the Go Center Podcast. Welcome back. Or if you are new to this channel, first like and make a 5 review before you even listen to it. I'm just kidding. Well, you listen to first, and then if you like, and you can give us 4-5 stars. Here is Joy with me today. Hello, Joy.
Hello there. How's the week treating you so far?
That's good. It's good. Just been traveling a lot lately, and I'm really thinking about my life. And I don't know why. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm super, like, not normal. Like, I think about... Maybe, like, I'm so complicated. I just think about things too much. I think about life all the time. I think about... I don't know. Is it like this? Because some people, they just, like... they go to work, they do things, and they just sleep right and done. But for me, I'm always, like, questioning, like... Or I think one of the reasons why all my work, like, I did it... Because I do a lot of freelance work as well. And I do my own thing, and a lot of things that I've done with other people, it was over, like, in July. So now I feel like I'm starting over again.
Right.
And
some,
like,
reflection.
Yeah. So I'm starting thinking about, wow, I don't know what to do. Like, I still have, like, 5 more months till the 2017. And what I'm going to do 2018 and 19, sometimes I feel very, like, scared. It's like, oh my gosh, like, how can I live this in life? Because you gotta make money. I don't know what to do. Like, so I'm just thinking about so many, like, reality things, but also at the same time, I'm thinking about something very fundamental things, like about human being, why I live, you know, what I do, how I should live. So I feel like sometimes wasting a lot of time, but sometimes, like, maybe this is how we're supposed to live, you know? Maybe, like, I don't want to live, like, red life, you know? Just waking up 8 to 5, working for some people, and then come back and tired, and then sleep. Next morning, go again, and then dealing with crazy people that you don't want to deal with. Like, you know, I don't want to be like that. So, but then, I'm not necessarily, like, finding the right answer for myself. Like, man, I wish I was, like, Mark Zuckerberg, like, you know, changing the world, and then do something, making big company success. So, it's been a difficult time, I guess, for me, but I don't know if it is my problem, maybe I'm doing something not right.
Or it's just developing, you know, it's like the next step, because you've got through the first half of the year, things have happened, and now you're moving on, and you just want to make sure that the next step you make is a positive one.
Yeah, maybe sometimes because some people, they work for other people, they are more, like, safe zone because they still get paychecks and go somewhere to work for other people and then they come back. So they kind of...
Some consistency.
Yeah, consistency. But me, I always have to think about, like, building things, new things. So in some sort of, you can say entrepreneurs, but I am not even having solid things. So feeling like, wow, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, feel so... You know, it's like, I don't know, it's a weird feeling. Well,
that's what the Go Standard is all about, though, right? You're facing challenges, developing, moving to the next step, being a better version of yourself.
Yeah, so I think the trip was very inspiring, motivating for me because it was amazing. It was just beautiful, just eating good food, enjoying the nature. So what I thought was, like, I really want to be able to live like this. So that means you have to really make your life good, you know. You have to work whatever, like, not necessarily work hard, but you gotta be work smart so that you don't really have to spend your rest of your life just work for, like, or making money for. So that inspired me, but still trying to find the answer. And to do that, I think reading some good book, it's really helping me.
Right, so we recently did a question and answer podcast, and one of the questions on it asked about, are there any books you would recommend that people read?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do that on the show because we wanted
to
keep it for today, because we thought it'd be nice to just talk about it in a longer format. Because earlier in the year, you talked about one of your goals being to read a certain amount of books, you want to read more. and you ask people for their recommendations and stuff like that. So you told me you recently finished a book, and that book led you to start another book. So maybe today we could talk about that. And
yeah, so in Morocco, I brought only one book, which was, I actually brought two books, but when you travel, just bring one, because you're not going to read the other one. So I finished this book. It's Tools of Titan by Tim Ferriss. Mm. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, it's quite.
Okay, so it got very popular, and I enjoy listening to his podcast as well. So that book was actually very good, and it was very perfect for me. It was at the right timing as well, because he really gives you a lot of like practical things to follow to make changes. So so many books that he recommend in the book, and one of the book, and I just write every books that I want to read. And then one of the books that I start reading was Sapiens by Yuval Harari. So apparently this book is popular because Mark Zuckerberg, he recommended to read people like it, that you must read in your like lifetime. So of course, you know, who doesn't like Mark Zuckerberg? He's amazing. He's the only thing that I know, like he was born 84, and I'm 84, and I feel like he makes me super like, oh my gosh, what am I doing now? You know, he makes me super feel bad. But anyway, I'm just kidding. So I start reading this book. I did not expect that it's gonna be super thick. By the way, it's thick. I'm like, okay. But I start reading the first two pages. I always read the before the table of content. It's like
the foreword.
Yeah, so that what the author has to say about it, what this is book about, because I think it's very important for you get into what to expect and then why he wrote this book. And for me, at least, it's important. So I start reading it, and he was like, wow, this is very interesting. The way he's thinking, see the word, was very special. So I start reading it, but guess what?
What?
I could not just finish reading. Like, I just keep reading it.
You couldn't put it down.
I couldn't put it down. So, like, I wake up before I go to bed, and then I wake up super early, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. The first thing I do was like reading the book. So I'm not saying I finished the book. I only started the reading book not that long ago, but very interesting, and a lot of things. It really makes you think about just who you are, like just you as a human being and nature, and how I guess it is, it really, I feel more about it because it is a time of my life. I think about my life, how should I live, and things like that. And he kind of gave me some simple answers. Maybe life isn't that crazy, or it shouldn't be that complicated, you know, and I shouldn't worry too much about getting something or doing something. Maybe that's not the point of life either. Maybe we just, you know, so, but still, it's give you, like, really different perspectives of life. And I actually read one book before that, Selfish Gene.
The
Selfish Gene. It was a little bit difficult for me to understand because some part was, like, too much, like, scientific, you know.
Science jargon.
Yeah, but then it still gave me to understand some basic idea about human being, nature, and things like that. And you can kind of see the common things between these two books, but it answered you a lot of questions about life and like religious things. And me being as a like Christian and see things, and I still believe that. Whatever the truth is, because you don't know, you know? Like, even like now, if I say something to my friends and then he or she says something to other people, and then after day, like, it's completely different story. You know, we experience this a lot. So even these two people or three people can make totally different story. Then imagine like thousand years, there is no true story at all. People gonna make something
up. It's changed so much.
Yeah, it's changing a lot. Maybe what we know is not even true either, you know? Because people maybe just want to believe things what they want to believe. I'm not saying it's bad. I think the faith is always good because it can give you, like, unexpected power. Like, I'm saying more than human powers, you know what I mean? So this is just so much to think about. And another book, actually, there are... Actually, I started this book But then I rented this book from the bookstore, so I kind of I had to read both of them.
Yeah.
But then I don't want you to stop reading this book, so but then I have to start reading this, otherwise then I have to give it back to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So another book is also coming from Tim Ferriss, and it's Artist's Way, and it's about how to be creative. And then, like, one of the things that I wanted to do was, like, I wanted to be more creative. And one thing, not one thing, but I felt that what I'm missing a lot is being creative, because the way that I grew up, my culture and the education system, like, you can't really be creative in this society. So I really wanted to be creative, and I do more creative work. One of the reasons why, because when I die, what's left is the creation that I made. It could be the form of music, or put, or words as a book, or it can be some statues. So whatever it is, like, but if it's in just my head, my body, nobody wanna see my
right.
six-pack, you know?
It
so it's like, I mean, you can still see the pictures, but I wanted to make something people can talk about, or people can keep and then think about. And I just wanted to create something like that. And I thought, lately, what I'm into is more writing a book. So I'm not a great writer at all, but what I want to do is, like, because I like to talk to myself a lot, so I wanted to just pull out my thoughts.
Get it on paper.
Yeah, so how I see these things, because my experience is both in Korea and the States, and the way that I grown up in, like, some important family, you know, and how I felt about it when I was growing up. And there's so many things that I wanted to share with the world, and I wanted to be more creative, so I started reading this book. And this book is also, I'm like, start reading it, it's like, oh, this is very interesting. I want to read it more. And then actually the book was talking about, I actually read this morning, and said, write every day in the morning, like 3 pages. It's like, man, that's a lot, you know? I feel like, I can
3 pages.
Yeah, but eventually he was saying, but you know, when I read the book, I see a lot of comment about workout. Like, workout, if you want to see the result, you just have to keep working on it. You don't see that you're losing your belly fat, but you will lose it if you keep doing it.
Yep.
It could
over
be two months or 3 months, but you will. That I know. So I tell people, just believe and just do it. Keep doing it, and you
trust
will
the process.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I see this guy was saying, you want to be creative? Just keep writing. Doesn't matter what you write, just keep writing. You have to do it. But the rule is, you have to do it every day, and then keep doing it for 3 months. It's like, wait a minute, but it is like what I tell people too.
Right, sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds super familiar. So I see, if you want to be successful in whatever you do, like, it's really important. Like, you have to do it, but you have to do it, like, every day and for a certain time and period. Like, it cannot just be, like, you cannot see the result, like, after a month or
right.
two. So I want to be very creative, and I want to be able to write something that I can share with the world, and something interesting. Can be relationship or what I see, the bodybuilding, how, and just about my life, but a lot of my philosophy, but not like philosophy book, but it's more life topic and stuff like that. So I don't know where I'm going, but eventually I want to be able to share these thoughts with you, and I'm start writing. So I actually wrote some interesting contents about the millennials' way of love.
Oh,
it's like, because did you know that we are millennials?
Yes,
too?
I think barely.
I
after
knew it.
80,
we're
right at the cusp.
Yeah. Yeah, so then I thought millennials are people like born in like 19s or 19, I mean.
I think anyone born after 83?
80, even 88 too?
I mean, millennials.
108, no, 1980. Even 1980. So I did not know. Apparently, I was a millennial, but I am too. So you.
But we're the good ones. We're the good ones.
So I see a lot of ways that we are doing is different than my parents' generation.
Right.
So I actually talked to Joy about the relationship earlier, but I just cannot talk to my parents about it, because the way that we are thinking and seeing things are completely different now.
Yeah.
So there is, like, we cannot really communicate each other, because my parents are not gonna never understand me. So all I can do is I just have to accept them. Because they're not gonna change, but I'm different, but I still have to figure out that what is the best for me to live my life. Because what I was taught was my parents' way, old ways. But what I have to live is has to be some sort of my way, like millennials' way. So what I'm writing is the millennials' life, millennials' love life, millennials' like, you know. But I think it's very interesting. So don't copy my name, okay?
You're right. It's perfect. But there's also, did you know what the next generation are called after millennials?
I don't know. What is that?
There's a few different names, what I found interesting. One is the I generation.
Oh, is it
and
iPhone?
Similar, like that. And the other one is centennials. Centennials. So
centennials?
Yeah, because the century 2000 centennials.
2000s.
Centennials, I generation, I gen, post millennials. There's a few different names. I don't think they've really settled on one. But so before it was Gen X, Generation X, Gen X, then millennials, and now
Centennials. We are actually Generation Y. So
Generation
X, Y.
Oh, X, Y, Z.
But
yeah, it makes sense.
Z, then.
Well, Generation Z or Z is the next generation.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
so we
ones.
Are supposed to be like Y. And
but what happens then? Start again? Generation A?
A.
Z would? Z would?
But I think I sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I wish
I
was post-millennial. But it's like kind of like my kids gonna be like, you know, if I'm gonna ever have one. But it's okay. I still enjoy my life because today is my youngest, so my...
life. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so the book.
So you were saying about the Tim Ferriss book. Is that what encouraged you to read Sapiens? Because in there it says Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, so Tim Ferriss is very motivational. Like, you can actually, I recommend to read his book, but I mean, he's already popular. I'm sure you already read this
book.
But
I think his skill is that he can combine a lot of inspirational and motivational and talented people into
one. So the
area
book, what you see is he interviewed a lot of these people who make
like
sense.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, and then he kind of see what, based on what makes them, like he's going to observe these people, how got them to where they are now.
Like
so
common threats.
Yeah, he see those, you know, the things that they've done, like morning routines or eating habits and things like that. That's why one of the things intermittent fasting he was talking about in the book as well. And I do, because me, I don't just listen or, you know, read, but I really have to do it for myself. But you know what's really kind of interesting thing? There are many factors that what most like popular or famous people do. A lot of what they do, I do it already. So I feel like, then what is wrong with me? You know, like, I'm thinking, what am I missing here? So right now,
but
I'm
it shows trying, you're on the right path, right? So.
Yeah, so I feel, I mean, in a good way, I'm on the right path, but the opposite way, like, what am I missing that I'm not getting there? Maybe I just have to be patient. Maybe that's one thing. But I literally see a lot of things that all these people doing already, I'm doing. So one thing is either I have to be patient, but I think I'm missing something and I don't know what this is. So I'm like struggling. I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time, but I'm keep pushing or keep working to answer these questions and reading this book. So I make a whole list, what he recommended in this book, maybe not necessarily recommend, but also if he mentioned or the people he interviewed, they read the book, so I also read those. So I think it's a great way that if you want, if you like one, or if somebody motivates you, or if you think that he's or he, she's cool. Like, one thing that I want to do is like Tim Ferriss does a lot of things that I want to do. Like the way that he's challenging himself, but not only that, interviewing these people, and he has his own business, but also he's investing in this company. So many things that he does, like, that, oh, that's how I want to live my life, right? So after I read his book, I wanted to also read all the books that he recommends. So I put everything on my list. So I already finished, I finished Total Titan, but I'm working on this one too, and I have all the others. So my goal is till the year.
Till the end of this year.
Till this year, like reading one book. Just so I only have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
So August to December, I only have to finish 5 books. But it's not really about, you know, the numbers, but it's more Like, I really want to find the answers that I was looking for. So just reading and trying to but anything that when I read, it really makes me open my eyes, you know, in a different way. So it's very interesting right now what I read. If you haven't, I recommend to read the Sapiens. It's really
Sapiens,
very interesting book.
It only got translated into English, I think, about 3 years ago, but it's already
really?
It's originally from Hebrew.
And it really like fascinated me. He was a Jewish too.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
and
Jewish,
yeah,
he's like, oh, Jewish say this? Like, that's crazy.
Is he allowed?
And then he lives in Jerusalem too, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, the
revolutionary.
Yeah, I was like, I guess people are okay with him.
Yeah. He's doing his own thing. But one more thing about the Tim Ferriss thing that I found interesting. I haven't read the book yet, but I did hear that he didn't plan on writing that book. He originally just had some time. He went to Paris. And he wanted to sit down alone, away from everything, because he's so busy, right?
Yeah.
And he just wanted to sit by himself and reflect on all these great people he's met. And he just wanted to keep a note. And then the notes became very interesting. He started to notice common threads. He said, oh, this could be a great, like, a self-help book for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever he wanted to feel a certain kind of inspiration or wanted to remember something, he could just go to the interview with this person. But then he noticed so much connection between everyone that he thought this could be a great book, and that it ended up being what it is today. But it's good, the point there is that he was able to take 3-4 months and just go take a rest because of how much hard work he's done before. So that would be a great aim, I think, to be able to just in your life go, okay, for the next 3 months, I'm just going to go
next
somewhere.
I'm going to go to Paris.
See you later. See you in December.
You know, I thought about it too, but then I think it's also, not just taking 3 months off, it's not really going to get you there, but I'm saying you still have need a preparation.
Right.
So he was ready to get there. I think it's not that he just wasting
taking,
you know, the break. I think he's been working on, there are many things that he can work on and then eventually. So I don't know if for me, I'm going to be ready for that next step, even though I go to Paris for 3 months. But like, I really feel like now, I feel like I want to, because like I said, I'm done with everything right now. So I don't really have to be in Korea at this moment because I'm not strict to go somewhere or do something for about
a year. You're not tied down.
Yeah, so I can just go whatever and then just start new fresh life, and I don't know if I have to do that. I don't know if I want. I mean, I want to, but I'm like kind of scared. I don't know if I need to do it. So that's where
Very interesting. So yeah, leave comments if you have any tips.
Yeah, let me know what you think. If you have gone through this, and let me know. I need some advice from you guys.
And we also look forward to hearing when you finish Sapiens what you think of it in the end, and if it's had any further, because it seems to have affected you pretty, like quite a lot already.
Right.
So let's see how it is after you finish
it. Let's read more books.
Exactly. Books are key. Okay, lovely. That was very interesting. I really feel I'm going to just go read a book now on that for the rest of the evening.
Definitely.
But thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. And as usual, it's been a pleasure to be on the Gold Standard. And I look forward to the next time.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy what I just told you about. And I'm not definitely just trying to tell you. I'm not better than any of you guys. I'm still struggling, trying to find the answers. And I'm still looking for it. It's like looking for gold. But I think that's what we aim for. We are the gold standard. We want to really look for the answer. I'm sure there's no right one answer. Everybody has a different answers. But let's find the answers. So stay active and be healthy and happy. I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, you be the gold standard. Okay, bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.